Good morning. Happy Easter to all of you out there in computer land. What does Jesus say to us this Easter Sunday, 2020 in Australia? Surely Jesus stands among us today just as much as he stood among the disciples in the upper room. He is facing us as surely as we face our computer screens this morning. And he is promising, as he promised the disciples, my peace be with you. Peace be upon you now and always. Peace is one of the most precious gifts of God, and I believe it is the gift he particularly wants to give us this Easter, along with faith, hope, and love. Jesus also gives us a task, just as he gave one to the disciples. That task? As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. It's never been more important to go. At a time when it's impossible to go anywhere, we can still go to people. We can go to our phone, our computer, the letterbox, or to stand in someone else's driveway at a safe distance. To wish others the blessing of Easter in plain English, communicating in phone calls, in posts, in art, or in letters, a really simple message. Jesus loves you. We've been sent to the world even now. We've been sent to the world especially now. The stakes have never been higher in most of our lifetimes. On the first Easter evening, we often talk about the morning. Today we're talking about the evening. On the first Easter evening, Jesus had risen. He'd spoken with Mary Magdalene, who'd reported what she had seen and heard to the disciples. But the disciples, frightened of the Judeans, were hiding away behind locked doors. Let's hear the story as John reports it in his Gospel. We're reading from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." The disciples are overjoyed because Jesus stands among them, and their minds are stretched beyond every category they've ever known. And yet, among that joy, I wonder how they heard his words. I suspect that Jesus' words sounded as improbable to them as they sound to us today. Jesus says, "Peace be with you," to people who have been experiencing anything except peace, to men who are frightened and locked away for fear of their lives. He says, "The Father is sending you to do his work," to men who ran away in Jesus' hour of greatest need. He says, "Receive the Holy Spirit," to men who feel unworthy to receive anything from Jesus right now. He says, "Forgive the sins of others," to men who are shamefully conscious of their own sin. The point is that Jesus thinks they can do this. In fact, he commands them to do it. But only once he breathes on them, giving them the Holy Spirit. He knows, and they have demonstrated who they are and what they're capable of. And now he wants them to know what his Spirit is capable of. The whole point of Jesus giving them the Holy Spirit is so that they can do for the whole world what Jesus has been doing for Israel. Jesus commissions the disciples in verse 21. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. And Jesus sends us too. Jesus' breath, God's breath, the gift of the Holy Spirit, will enable them to do what they wouldn't, even in their wildest dreams, dream of doing. This is a new beginning for every one of the disciples. Easter is about the ushering in of a new creation, a whole new creation. In both the Hebrew and Greek languages, the words for wind, breath, and spirit are exactly the same. And they are used in a number of key passages. This kind of language takes us all the way back to Genesis. Genesis 2:7 tells us that God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Human beings come to life because of God's breath in their lungs. And here, in the upper room, God's new breath is breathed on the disciples by Jesus. He makes them into new people. Jesus has been resurrected in a new form, and now he passes on the Holy Spirit to transform them. Breathing new life into a band of dispirited and shamed disciples. We know that we're alive when we're breathing. One definition of being alive is to breathe. When we have God's breath, we are spiritually alive. His Spirit is our promise of eternal life. Through the disciples, new life will flow to others. New life will be passed on to all who receive the Holy Spirit. And with the Holy Spirit comes peace, and its close companion, courage. These frightened men became the apostles that God uses to turn the known world completely upside down. They hold out the message of Jesus with power from God and with signs and wonders, holding out the promise of forgiveness of sins. And they become the fearless messengers of Jesus. New life is what we celebrate today. The breath of God given to us in the Holy Spirit, and peace given by Jesus. So happy Easter to you all. Pass the message on. Let me pray for us. Lord Jesus, as we celebrate Easter this year, I pray that the grace and the gift of your Spirit and the grace and the promise of new life would come alive to us in new ways. Lord, I ask that you will transform us, that we will be your agents in a world that needs to hear your promise of new life. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Goodbye.